Hello, Audio Boo. Hello, all of you amazing people out there. How are you? It's about 7:30 on Monday evening here in downtown Bris Vegas. It's a beautiful, beautiful autumnal style evening. There's a mild, that's the best way to describe it, a mild breeze blowing. I hope this windsock is protecting the microphone from the wind. And it's just a beautiful temperature. The heat is not around at the moment. And it's just, they're like the word, autumnal. I've said to a few people, and I never realised this until I spent my time in Berlin in early 2012 during the coldest experience of my life, experiencing minus 18. It's the coldest I've ever been in my life. And I suddenly realised why people like spring. Because spring is the reprieve they get from the harshness of winter. Because winter is the toughest time in a lot of people's lives. So spring is that release and relief from those difficult times. But for us here in Brisbane, spring is, yeah, big deal. You know, winter's not that bad. But summer is pretty tough. So for us, when we come off summer, that reprieve that we get as we move into autumn is the best months of our year. We're not there yet. We've still got a way to go. It's still January. We're likely to have another couple of really hot weeks. But we're getting a taste for it. It's a bit like the early spring that you sometimes get in the colder climates where there's that temptation to believe that winter is broken, but then you get another cold snap and more snow. Well, we're getting that same experience, but the inverse. So it's just beautiful, beautiful human climate at the moment. And I'm walking around the back streets of West End. Just had a lovely afternoon dancing some tango on a Monday, yes, because today's a public holiday. A bank holiday, I think you call them in the UK. Public holiday for Australia Day, which was yesterday, Sunday, the 26th. I had a rant about that the other day. So today was a public holiday and everybody had a day off work and I'm just walking home. I think I'll go to the restaurant and catch up with a few friends who are heading off to have a bit of a feed after the tango. And I'm walking around the back streets of West End. And there's no moon and there are some stars, bearing in mind that this is an urban environment, so we have a fair bit of light pollution, so we don't see the full majesty of the southern sky. But there's some stars up there, the brighter ones are showing through quite well, and the few light clouds that are above me are reflecting the city lights back down. And I can see all the power lines above me, and occasionally I see a brush tail or a ringtail possum walking along those power lines. And all the houses have their windows and doors flung open to allow the breeze to blow through their homes and permeate every part of their existence. And it's something I do from time to time. I get the opportunity to walk around the suburbs. And it's a little bit voyeuristic, I know, but it's a wonderful experience to just peek into people's lives as you walk past an open doorway and see what's in their entranceway, to see them preparing their evening meal, watching television. The light scattering through the ornate fretwork in the breezeway above the doors. the barbecues on the veranda, cooking up some meat for tonight's dinner. The string of fairy lights, maybe left over from Christmas. Maybe they just leave them there because they look beautiful. I find it wonderful because you get to see people. It's a bit like Audioboo, isn't it? You get to perceive real people, what they're really like. We carry these cloaks of our personalities. I was reading an article recently about genuineness and how politicians and personalities rarely are totally genuine. And in this day and age of all-pervasive social media, genuineness is incredibly important. Heck, get a load of this. Hear this. I'm walking past a property here and they've got a water feature. I can't see it, but you can hear it bubbling. Probably spills down into a swimming pool. Can I see anything? Oh yeah, I think there's a swimming pool there. Yeah, it's just, you know, you hear these extra sounds, don't you, when you're quiet, walking around in the early evening, in the dark. But genuineness, yeah. Most people don't present genuineness. They put on different faces depending on situations. And a lot of that's perfectly normal. We present ourselves differently to our mother than we do to our lover. And that's okay. But some people operate at more extreme levels where their personality is totally different to other parts of their life. Their business personality is totally opposite to what they are with their family. And as I walk around the suburb, I get a chance, like I said, a bit like Audioboo, to just peek into people's lives. I think most people, if they know they're going to have a visitor, a guest, somebody, yeah, they might push the broom over the kitchen floor, give the toilet a bit of a clean, pick up a couple of books that are scattered in the lounge room and put them to one side. Just a little bit of tidying up. Wipe the benches down. Do the washing up. Little things. So that they present not 100% the way they do for the rest of their life. That's private. That's the way we are for our families. Put the washing away. Things like that. And as you walk past, as I walk past a property, I look in and I glimpse, just for a briefest moment, people when they're not doing that, when they're not presenting for me as a guest, when they are truly genuine. And I never see anything of real worth. It's more a titillation of what they're probably doing. And it's really mundane and boring things like just sitting there watching television or having a bit of a chat, like in here, these people here having a conversation with their other family members, talking about how they're going to start the school year tomorrow with their kids. Conversations that you're not privy to because it's really got nothing to do with me, is it? It's fascinating. It's just the life that we all live and we don't share with anybody other than our family members, but occasionally I walk past and I get a glimpse to it. It's a lovely night tonight. Lovely. And if you were here walking with me, I'd point out to you this classic timber and tin architecture derived from the Indian colonial British bungalow style to keep homes cool in summer, and sadly really cold in winter, but winter's so short it's not really an issue. It's an architecture that's pretty unique to Queensland and Queensland only. Yeah, and because of that you have these broad verandas with shoes and strollers and maybe a couch, and in this case here with this home, a dining table where they eat their evening meals on the veranda. Because that's what you can do in summer in Queensland. And on a night like tonight, with a glass of wine, a nice meal, family and friends, what better way to spend an evening? I hope whatever you're doing is as pleasant as this. Have a good night, everybody. Bye for now.